Well, Israeli soldiers have shot and killed another Palestinian in the occupied territories. Israeli army officials claim they killed the man after he tried to stab Israeli soldiers in the West Bank city of Nablus. Meanwhile, Palestinian protesters have gathered outside Ofer prison, run by Tel Aviv near the city of Ramallah. Israeli soldiers fire tear gas and stun grenades to disperse them. Palestinians demand the release of Palestinian journalist Mohammed Al-Qiq, who's on hunger strike for more than 50 days now. Israeli soldiers have killed 161 Palestinians since the beginning of October. Palestinians started a new popular uprising after settlers, backed by Israeli soldiers, desecrated the Revered Al-Aqsa Mosque. And we have a breaking news there. Reports are saying that an Israeli who was stabbed, now he has died. That is on the West Bank, of course, as the situation continues to be tense there. Well, earlier, our correspondent from Ramallah gave us the details about the death of the Palestinian man by Israeli soldiers. Let's take a listen.
21-year-old Wissam Qasrawi from the village of Msalliye to the southeast of Jenin. He's from southeast Jenin. Was shot and killed at the Hawara checkpoint, south Nablus. The Israeli soldiers claimed that this Palestinian young man tried to stab one of the Israeli soldiers there, but the soldiers, when they saw him, they opened fire and killed him immediately. However, none of the soldiers were wounded. The Israelis, as usual, prevented paramedics, Palestinian ambulances to reach him and left him bleeding on the ground, and then they confiscated his body. It's not the first time the Israeli soldiers carry out such attacks against Palestinians. It's an ongoing killing of Palestinian youths, and every time the justification is very clear. It's another attempt to stab or run over Israeli soldiers. But as you know, several days ago, there were statements by the Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström calling for investigation in these killings. She thinks that what's going on ground could be extrajudicial. Israelis are killing Palestinians, executing them on ground without doing anything. So it's another proof that the Israeli soldiers are killing Palestinians without doing anything, even though the Israelis don't have any, don't need any justifications or any reasons to continue killing Palestinians. The just for continuing their protest, just for insisting to go on in their struggle against the Israeli occupation, the Palestinians are direct targets for the Israeli soldiers.